Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Yeehaw! And welcome to... Did you like that?
Yeehaw. Yeah, absolutely.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBott. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. Just call us, you know, when we're on, just give us a call. If we have a guest, if you have something for the guest, give us a call. If it doesn't relate to the guest, don't give us a call. Just wait. You'll get your time. Good morning. Today, the 7th of February, 2024.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't want to go through January again. 7:06 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ben, who is managing to stay awake.
Good morning.
Look at him. I got you yawning then, didn't I? He's still young. You know what?
Still growing.
7 hours is not enough for you. No, it's not. No. You need at least 8 hours, 8 to 9 hours, young man. So what
tomorrow
do you do at night?
Tomorrow is sleeping day.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, no work, so I just sleep.
Well, he's working. He's trying to travel. He's got a share ride. He's got school.
Yeah, but he also is getting ready to get his driver's license.
I mean, there's so many things.
I was with him yesterday when he took off on his electric scooter heading for a college.
Yep.
From here all the way out to Shasta, right? Shasta yep. College.
It was a beautiful day, though, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
He had his helmet. You had your helmet on,
yes.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, of course.
You better arrive with the helmet.
Yeah.
I tell you what. I've still kept the helmet that's got a crack in the back of it. Yeah.
And you do?
And where it's dinged out. Where it was dinged out. Where I hit the ground so hard. So, yeah. Well, it happens when a car hits you on your motorcycle. You have a tendency to hit the ground kind of hard. Anyway, what national day today, buddy?
We have a lot, and I'm going to say, let's go with National Fettuccine Alfredo Day.
Oh, one of my favorites.
Okay.
Love it. And we'll order that many times when I go to an Italian restaurant.
You usually add chicken to it, don't you?
Mm. Yep. Chicken Alfredo.
Yep. In the photos, chicken with it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that's the National Day. Hey, 43 degrees outside. Now, we yesterday experienced what it was, a glorious, beautiful day. You know, birds singing, clear skies, fabulous. Well, today it will be showers and then patchy fog with our highs of about 46. Now, oftentimes when we read this National Weather Service, there's like the chance of precipitation. Well, today's 90%. So overnight lows tonight of 33. Now, tomorrow calls for mostly sunny skies with 53. Yes, that's right. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 33. Now, as we progress, now, at the beginning of the week when I read, it looked like it was going to rain. Now, this is how much the weather can move around, as we know, and we track it. Mostly sunny on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Super Bowl Sunday is calling for sunny skies with around 54 and overnight lows of 40. So that'll be beautiful if you're traveling to and from to see the game. Not in Vegas, of course, but wherever you're going for Super Bowl party. That's kind of the forecast for our next four days here. The weather is brought to you by our friends out in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane, where they always give a special discount for seniors and for veterans, and they will get to those hard-to-reach places with your propane needs. 365-3793.
Okay, just a warning to everybody. There's two stations coming off our antenna downtown here, and one of them's having some problems. So, but when he's working on it, he may take down our 1460 AM off and on today. So just remember, you've got 96.5 FM that reaches everywhere also. So if 1460 is off the air, just go to 96.5 FM. So just a warning, and we'll mention it a few times during the show. Okay,
Well, we just have this just in. I mean, this is according to when we go on to see 5 things you need to know. I don't know. You've been on top of this, Carl, but the Hamas counterproposal on hostage and ceasefire deal calls for phased Israel pullout from Gaza and plan to end war.
Well, yeah, here's the thing is they've had 36. They figure about 36 of the 150 hostages have died during this time frame. So their bargaining power is going down. But Israel is not going to pull out of the Gaza until this thing's finished. They want to get their hostages back. They're willing to go for ceasefires, which allows Hamas to rebuild, to get their supplies in. But they're not going to leave. And the Gaza Strip is going to look different, especially close to the border. It's just, they cannot have Hamas come across in 5 years or 6 years or 8 years or 10 years and come back and do it again. They can't do it. It's Hamas wants to destroy Israel. What they really hoped was that it would cause an uprising with Hezbollah and other nation states there, and here's Iran pushing in millions of dollars to support the terrorist.
It has expanded
to the fact that we're taking on the Houthis and that are having a big impact on shipping or war.
Well, according to this, and I'm sure you've probably discussed this already, but the Palestinian militant group that rules Gaza, Hamas, has proposed a three-phase deal. Now, I guess when you talk about you're dealing with terrorists, when they say they proposed each lasting 45 days, it would also see the release of hostages held in the enclave in exchange for Palestinian prisoners in Israel, including those serving life sentences, according to this article, as well as the start of a massive humanitarian and rebuilding effort. So when they talk about the Palestinian militant group that rules Gaza has proposed, I think that would be really hard if you're coming from a place and you're a diplomat and you are trying to propose a deal, but you've got a militant group that's, I don't know, Carl.
Even Biden thinks that, their proposal's over the top. So that tells you where that's at. We told you about the story about these two New York police officers that were assaulted by these illegals at the New Amsterdam Theater. How they were arrested, went to jail, were released without bail, and they had, they had photos of them flipping off everybody as they left, and then they hopped on buses. Well, they found them in Phoenix and arrested them, and a grand jury has just indicted one of them for it. It's gone to the fact where the governor is wanting to know, why would you release without bail illegals that are here, or people are here illegally, without doing something? I mean, they assaulted police officers, had them on the ground, were kicking them. So
that's a breakdown in the justice system.
Well, a total breakdown in the justice system in New York. But this is indicative of what's going on in our country with this deluge, this avalanche, this flood of illegals across the border. And, where the cities can't take care of them. They're putting people out of homes. They're shutting schools down to house these people that have come across with no indication that it's slowing down, no indication that the Biden administration even knows what to do about it except keep the borders open. If nothing else bothers anybody, forget Trump. And focus on this, that we've had millions of people come across the border in the last 3 years, much more than any other time. And here we are trying to, and they're going up in Chicago and they're getting a phone, they're getting $9,000, or they're getting $9,000 at the border, they're getting phones, they're getting medical care, all of this. I mean, everything. And yet, nothing is being done at the border. And every day there's stories where people that are here illegally are killing people. They are raping people. They're being arrested. And yet, because of, quote, sanctuary cities, they don't turn them over to ICE. It's pathetic. It's just pathetic that here we are. The one thing that makes a nation is a border. And this administration seems to have just thrown that away. Okay. I hate to take a break on that, but let's take a break on that.
We do need to take a break.
Let's take a break on that. Hey, this portion of the show, I just want to remind everybody that KCNR has teamed up with the Flag Center, and we're giving you a chance. Yeah, and this is a good time to read this. A chance to win an American flag, right. And there's two ways to qualify. One, you just call us right now at 605-4567. We take as many calls as we get. 530-605-4567, and Ben will take your name and your phone number, and then we will draw this Friday, and somebody's going to win a flag. Or you can go to our Facebook page.
Not just any flag.
The American flag.
No, this is one of those.
This is top-of-the-line flag.
Top-of-the-line that will take a beating, will take the sun, will take high winds. It's the top-of-the-line flag. Got to take a break.
And the second way to qualify is check out our Facebook page. Okay, and then this Friday morning at 8:15, we're going to draw a winner for this American flag from our Flag Center. So give us a call, 605-4567. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Hello, Northern California. This is Roland from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Redding and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air. Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at get Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Get ready for a night filled with laughter and flavor.
Twin River Resort and Casino.
Join us in Seasons and Overtime for the Ginger Billy Event Night Special on Friday, February 9th
from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m.
Dig into our mouth-watering barbecue brisket served with bourbon baked beans and Texas toast.
$15 with a River Club card or $18 without.
Whether you're looking to fuel up before or recharge after the show, this special is exactly what you need.
For complete menu details, visit WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN.
Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Well, this is very apropos.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:21 in the morning here on the 7th of February, 2024. Going to be in the, what'd you say, 48 today or something like that?
Well, it's currently 43, right. We're going to have, our temperatures are going to get to be about 46.
46.
And but, you know, 46, 48.
Tonight. 44. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, Jeff Wurst, over at 3208 South Market Street. He is the expert on repairing windshields, whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length. Jeff can fix it, guarantees it for the life of the windshield. He's fixed our windshield many times and just saves you a lot of problems. This man is an expert at this. For a free inspection and analysis, go down to 3208 South Market Street or call Jeff at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. It's a locally owned, locally run business, a veteran-owned business, Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Is Mike on the line? Is Mike on the line? Hello? No, I guess not.
No. Let's see if he goes into the line. Hold on.
Hello, Mike?
All right, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Mike?
Hey, this is something to think about when you were just talking about the people that went from New York to Phoenix and all that. That new bill that they're trying to pass allows 5,000 people a day to come in the country. Multiply it out. That's 1,800,000 a year.
Oh, yeah, but that failed. That one was...
It failed, right.
Yes.
But, I mean, that's what they were asking for. You know, that's not doing anything. That's not solving anything at all.
That's when they could declare a, quote, emergency and shut down the border when it reaches 5,000 people crossing the border illegally each day. Yeah, people don't realize how many that is. That's 150,000 a month, you know, and then you just take that out to your 1.8 million. So, yeah, it does nothing, and that doesn't even count the ones they don't catch. So
That's just it. So, I mean, they just line up, you know, and just wait a little bit longer, but they know they're getting in.
Yeah. Oh, they shut it down, so get there earlier. Get there at 4 in the morning, then come across. Okay. Yeah. I'm glad that bill didn't pass. Thanks for calling, Mike. Nikki Haley was a little bit embarrassed yesterday. They had the Nevada primary, and Trump's name wasn't on it. It was just Haley and Pence. And Nikki Haley received 30% of the votes. None of these candidates received 63.2%. Trump wasn't on the ballot. He skipped that one because they're going to have caucuses and he's going to win all their state delegates. But she didn't win the one election. It was just her name on it. It's kind of embarrassing. And people were voting kind of in protest or to say, hey, look, we don't want Haley. We want Trump. So we're just going to vote for none of the above. So none of the above got 63%.
I don't know. I wonder what people think, what other countries, of what's going on with our election process.
I don't know. I wonder what's going on with our election process. Oh, and then Joe Biden, they trumpeted, won 95% of the South Carolina vote, right? Well, he won 95% of the 4% that voted. 4% voted on, in the Democratic primary. And he won 95% of that. So, what can I say? All right.
Well, if you've been following the killer whale, there were 10 killer whales that were trapped in Japan up the ice. I read the article and it's closed out, but they have safely escaped. That was incredible overhead, probably satellite pictures. That's all you see is a sea of ice, and then you could see they were bobbing up and down. They were bobbing up
and
down.
They couldn't get out.
They couldn't get out, and I was thinking to myself, like, you know, how long can they stay underwater? They have to come up.
Yeah.
Well, but they were all bobbing up and down like, you know.
Taking their turns, getting their air.
Yes.
And as long as they were getting air, of course, and then at a certain point, you know, if they don't get food. But they've all escaped now. They managed to find a way out of the ice. So that's good news.
All right. Well, here's something very interesting out of London. War. How would you like to be? Hey, what do you do for a living? Well, I'm a war underwriter. What? Yeah, I underwrite insurance for wars. So this beginning of this comes out of this particular article. War underwriters have raised the premiums they charge to U.S., British, and Israeli firms by as high as 50% for ships transiting the Red Sea, and some providers are avoiding such business due to targeting of the vessels by Yemen's Houthis, sources say. We talked about this on Monday. Many companies have opted to reroute ships around southern Africa, although some vessels are still sailing via the Red Sea. I know I went in yesterday to get, I have a stigma in my, I think that's what they call it, one of my eyes, and I do these, you know, throwaway contacts. It's been a long time. And I was thinking, well, I wonder if that has to do with shipping, because we know during COVID we all experienced what it was to not get things for months because of shipping. So this is an issue, folks. You may find that some of the things that you order will not be coming in as quickly as you once thought because of this very reason. When things are being shipped, now what they're doing, it says ships with a link to U.S., Britain, or Israel are now paying 25 to 50% more in war risk premium than other ships to navigate the Red Sea.
Well, it's going to, you know, everything's slowing down or it's going to cost a lot more. They're asking for security on the ships. In the old days, they would just come racing up in speedboats to take over the ships, and the ships would put armed security on the ship that had machine guns and other types of weapons to keep them away. Or, believe it or not, their fire hoses would, you know, when they'd get up close, they'd hit them with fire hoses to try and keep them off. But now they've got more weapons. They're using helicopters, they're using drones. There's all types of things they're doing.
Well, according to this article, it does say that, this translates into hundreds of thousands of dollars of additional cost for a 7-day voyage.
Oh, yeah. They can't take the longer way. Okay, let's take a quick break, and we come back. We're with the American Legion. This is Carl Lindebach, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Just want to remind you is that our AM may be going down off and on today, while our sister station, who's down there on the tower with us, is under repair. So they may have to take both stations down to work there because of the, one, weather, and two, electrical circuits and all these, just to let you know. But 96.5 FM is going to be running without a hitch. We'll be right back.
Out in Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Get ready for a game day experience like no other. Join Wind River Resort and Casino for the ultimate tailgate party. January 11th in the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Indulge in a mouth-watering buffet featuring a winning lineup of tailgating favorites. Score on cash and prize drawings throughout the game. Must be 21 to attend this exciting event. Doors open at 2:30 p.m. Some people talk football. We live it at Wind River. For tickets, visit windriver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Before by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier oil change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. 7:34 in the morning here on the 7th of February, 42 degrees out there. It's going to be raining today. This portion of the show brought to you by
Community Bank. Okay, we just, Cornerstone Community Bank.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, Cornerstone. We drove through the other day and the beautiful, there's three of wonderful cornerstones, the five Riverside Drive in Red Bluff, California Street, and we go to all three. And, of course, the one in Anderson as well, which we drove through the other day, and it's just they're beautiful buildings. A great bank that we do business with. You can visit them also online at bankcornerstone.com.
Okay, we're here with Jess Hoops. And Jess is the president of the American Legion here in town. And
Commander.
So what's going on, Jess?
Well, it's come to our attention that the American Legion, that our governor's decided that he wants to tax our compensation benefits. Okay? Now,
Are you talking about our
veteran compensation benefits? This is not a retirement.
They already tax our retirements.
Right. This is not a retirement.
He wants to tax the benefits.
The combat.
The combat earned benefits.
Yes. And
can we share with the laymen who are driving and are listening, or their kids on the way to school, who have parents and whatever, who are brothers and sisters, what happens and what are you talking about with those benefits?
What happens is that when a serviceman is wounded in combat or picks up some service-connected injury or disease, then the VA, he makes a claim to the VA, and the VA looks at it and says, okay, this is a just claim, and we're going to compensate you for that loss or injury or whatever it happens to be, okay?
Mm-hmm.
This is not a retirement. This is what they've actually, it's like an insurance company that pays you for the loss of your house, okay?
Right. So it'd be the loss of a limb or a loss of something like, let's just say Agent Orange. People understand that term.
Exactly. And I'm one of the ones that's got Agent Orange really bad. And so the VA compensates me because I can't work any longer because of the Agent Orange diseases. I've got a bad heart, I've got leukemia, I've got, you know, and then I've got TBI and, you know, that kind of thing. Our governor wants to tax that as ordinary income.
Mm.
Okay?
Ouch.
Yeah. We're having a hard enough time surviving on what they pay us. And if we have to pay, like he's wanting, I don't know, I heard it was 19%, you know, tax on it. And I don't know how true that is. But any tax on it reduces the income of the veteran. Number two is that the VA does not cover my wife with a lot of things. And I have to pay her medical bills in addition. So you take her medical stuff out, and then you start taking the governor's money out, and then you start taking this, and we're down to zip. We got very little increase in our benefits this year because our current president doesn't much like veterans. So any additional burden is beyond what we can really accept and would like to get it reversed.
Has this already been passed?
You know, I haven't been able to find where it's sitting right now, Carl.
Okay.
I know that there was an email sent out to us reflecting the reality of the bill, but where it is, I don't have a clue.
I'm going to have to look this up and see what it says.
Okay, but while you're talking about that issue, which is horrific, let's get into the Veterans Hall. You are the commander for Post 197, which is 100 years old, and that is you're talking about the hardships of what's happening with the Vets Hall,
right,
which is downtown by the post office.
Right. Well, we have a homeless issue down there. Nobody wants to come down to the hall for one of our events because, number one, the people in the city of Reading have charged the parking up so high that people just walk away. They're not going to pay that. $2 an hour. And then you have to give them a credit card that who does what with the information that they're getting from that credit card. So they just said, no, we ain't coming. And then the building, for being as old as it is, it smells moldy, you know. And while the county does maintain the building, right now the roof is leaking.
Hmm.
They've got people in on the stage right now trying to repair the leaks in the roof.
And this comes under the county.
Yes.
Yeah. And the county is not keeping the building. You're saying keeping the building.
Right. And I talked to Patrick Jones the other day, and I told him, I said, it smells like, you know, mold. And he said he would have the county people check it out. Well, that's not all of it either. We can't use that whole building. There's a bar downstairs that the fire marshal won't let us use because of the egress.
Yeah, it's just steps.
Right. It's just steps. And they won't they won't put any money into that building that's not really absolutely necessary. The county uses it for meetings more than we do.
Well, yes, they do. And they repainted it a couple years ago.
Yeah.
And the I know it's still being used for certain things.
Well, the upstairs, I'm told, is needing a whole bunch of work.
Well, I didn't realize the roof was leaking in there.
Yeah.
And you've already told Patrick Jones about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. And he's, well, there was, we had our meeting last night in there, and they've got hoses and other things running from the roof down into buckets. From the ceiling, that is. I don't know how far it goes up or where it goes up.
Have you gone down to one of the, I'll send a letter to all the supervisors today, but does the have you ever gone into the supervisors meeting on Tuesday and say and just tell them what you just told me?
No.
Yeah, you ought to go down there and just talk about the condition of the Veterans Hall. They had to put a fence around it to keep the homeless out so we could get into the place.
Right.
It's where we used to meet there for the Shasta Marines and
yeah, I know. You're a jarhead.
Yeah, well, it just found it a lot easier to go up and use the holiday market because we didn't have to try and get a key. We didn't have to do all those things.
And that's what we're looking at now is that we're exploring other things.
Well, it shouldn't come to the fact that they make it hard enough.
The parking is a big deal to me because the railroad doesn't want us parking on their land across the street.
And then the
post office employees take everything up in the back in our regular parking area, but there's not enough parking. There's only six spaces back there in the back.
You can park alongside the post office, though, right?
No. It's all taken up with the employee parking.
Okay. So there's no parking.
There's no parking.
The roof's leaking.
Right.
At least the homeless aren't fighting us to get in and out of the building.
No, but they accost you coming out. 3 months ago, my finance officer and I were accosted outside the building by a homeless guy. And my finance officer had to take drastic measures to get the individual off of us.
So the Veterans Hall is, they're making it so it's almost unusable.
It's dangerous down there.
Okay. Now let's go back to the Veteran Service Office. They're moving across the street.
Right.
And you don't like that because?
Absolutely not.
Because?
And I have, well, number one, it's all done to placate the district attorney.
Well, I understand it gives them more room.
Yeah, why?
No, the Shasta County Veteran Service Office gives them more room.
No. It might give them more room, but there's one entrance in, one entrance out.
You've got an entrance with a ramp for those who are in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
But there's another way out through the front. I mean,
I've never supported the move.
Well, I know, but the Veteran Service Officer does.
Don't get me started there, Carl.
Well,
I'm not happy with the change in the Veteran Service Office because it hasn't been for the good.
Well, that's your opinion. That's your opinion.
Yes. So, at this moment, I don't want to get into the Veterans Service Office.
Okay. But the big thing is that you understand is that they're trying to tax, the state of California is trying to tax the veterans' compensation. And the compensation is combat. It's related to combat.
Right, it's combat or service-related.
Service-related.
You get nothing from the VA if it's not service-related.
It's not like a regular retirement.
Right, it's not.
Yeah, so because they tax my regular retirement, and I've got compensation also for various injuries I've suffered in the service, and I had not heard that they were trying to tax that.
Now we were notified yesterday that our disabled son is going to lose his Medi-Cal benefits in 26.
Why?
Because the state's cutting it out.
They're not cutting out Medi-Cal.
Well, that's what we were told yesterday.
What's going to take the place of Medi-Cal?
We don't know yet.
Okay. All right.
The state is doing a whole bunch of cost cutting because they've overspent on other programs that, for us, aren't to benefit the citizens of California. And that's just a fact.
Well, you know what I'm going to do is, I've got this written down, so I'm going to check on these things. And that just seems kind of strange that it seems like Medi-Cal, which plays a whole, I mean, there's so many people supported on Medi-Cal that they would cut it out.
Well, they have another program. It's called Partnership. I don't know if that's going to take
Partnership Health Plan.
I don't know if that's going to be the ultimate or whether, you know, just what's going on with that. Because we were only told yesterday.
Okay. Well, I have somebody that's listening right now that's in Partnership Health Plan. So perhaps we can get him to call in and talk about that. So, all right, Jess. Well, thanks for the heads up for all these things.
It's
last thoughts here.
Well, our veterans are taking a back seat in California and elsewhere, and it shouldn't be. We shouldn't have to fight constantly. Our VA benefits, we're not keeping up even close to with the inflation rate, and then they're cutting back on our health care stuff. It takes us longer to get our medications because it's got to come out of a Phoenix warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it takes they said you have to give us 14 days now from the time you order new meds to the time you can get them. That seems a little
excessive.
Yeah. And then I'm told from my doctor, whom I visited the other day, that they're understaffed a whole bunch. And they're not trying to replace them.
Well, I've heard that before about the understaffing. And hopefully that they can work this thing out with Shasta Regional so they can put some of their doctors over there at the clinic. And
yeah.
I know they're working with that right now.
I don't have any clue about that, Carl. I'm just telling you what I know.
Yeah. Well, you've given me a lot of things to check on here.
But the main thing is that we need a secure facility.
Down here for the veterans' home.
Yes.
That people, or not veterans' home, but the veterans'
a hall,
building,
a gathering,
hall.
Your post,
yeah, for
whatever.
Gathering. It's got
well,
parking.
Well, see, like
and everything.
We sponsor the Sea Cadets in town.
Uh-huh.
As you know, because you've been to our events. And
yeah.
I went to a program with them the other day, an awards program that we hosted for them at the hall, and we could hardly find a place to park.
Well, I've seen...
and this is on a Saturday.
Yeah, well, it's been a problem down there. Parking has been. Okay,
I don't know how to solve it.
Yeah. Well, we've run over time, and we do have to take a break.
So let's take a quick break here, and we'll be right back.
Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Redding Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Redding Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Start your year off with a winning streak. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino for our $50,000 New Year, New Winnings. Swipe to win draw. Swipe your free River Club card daily to win free drawing entries or other instant prizes. Don't miss your chance to win up to $200 free slot play every Thursday starting at 7 p.m. Join us for final drawings on January 25th and February 29th for a chance to win up to $2,000 cash. For complete details, see WinRiver.com or call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Redding Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Where'd all the time go?
David Sun, he's an agent working. We were told yesterday.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station. Hey, Jess Hoops was with his commander post, of our American Legion post here, and he said that Medi-Cal is going away, and he mentioned partnership. Well, Randall Hempling heads up Partnership Health Plan up here in the northern region of the state, and he's on the phone. Good morning.
Good morning. So, couple of corrections there. One, I'm on the board. I was the chairman, but I don't head it up.
Okay.
Yeah. But, Partnership Health Plan is Medi-Cal.
Okay.
We've expanded into 10 more counties.
Right.
And anything that is Medi-Cal or under Blue Cross or is going to be with a warm handoff is going to be given over to Partnership. And most people prefer Partnership. They don't even refer to it as Medi-Cal anymore.
Okay.
And I don't know. I think what the feds are doing is they're, since most of some of the VA benefits are very much the same, they're just going to roll it into their Medicaid grants. And, you know, it should be seamless. No, I don't think anybody's going to be denied care or access.
So it's just, you're kind of changing the name of it, in other words.
Yeah, they've made Medi-Cal forced into managed care, which is fine, because it really works well up here, and we have local control. That's what makes it really good, so.
Okay. So, people don't need really to worry about it because of,
No, there'll be plenty of information that goes out there. No one is going to have care taken away from them.
Okay.
Just start with that. Now, there may be some kind of configurations they have to, or something they have to jump through. But while I got you, Carl, I want to make a bit of a correction, if I might.
Yeah, I was going to do that, but I'm glad you're on the phone.
Okay.
About the 5,000.
That's been put out there since day one that they're going to allow 5,000 illegals to cross in before they touch them. That's 5,000 encounters. There have been 15,000 encounters a day for months. And what they want to do is when they have encounters, these are people that are caught. Once they hit that limit, they stop. They're not going to talk to anybody else. You're not going to let them cross the fence. not going to do any of these things. It is not that anybody would want 5,000 to come in free before we even start doing something. And it's hard to imagine that the Republicans in the Senate would have even thought about something like that. They've
well,
been pretty
when,
hard
when you say
on
5,000 encounters, and
yeah.
So there's 15,000, 20,000 coming across the border every day. So you're
well,
saying if they catch them, is it after
those are encounter- yeah.
is
the ones that they're counting when they say 15, 20,000, those are the ones they're actually encountering. There's still a bunch more they're probably not encountering.
Right.
But those are the ones that are – and the problem is that they all come in thinking wanting asylum. And you look at them, they're healthy young men. They don't – you know, they don't need it. They're coming for economic reasons. They're not coming for illegitimate reasons. They're poor people. They want a better life. But they, you know, they're just doing it in an illegal fashion, and that's what's got to be stopped.
Of course.
I just wanted to get that correction out there, because everybody
so
keeps saying
it just, it went, so the, when, say, it's 6 o'clock in the morning, they've encountered 5,000, the border is then shut down, and nobody
that's
comes
right.
across.
Yeah. Well, what the well,
what about the 5,000? But when they encounter them, it's on our side of the border, though, right?
No, they encounter, well, they encounter them at the border. The
yeah.
border is kind of a, you know, the border is kind of a no man's land, you know, with a bridge or something, you know, so it's.
When you get this many million people coming across, it's.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Coming across or trying to get across.
Well,
one or the other.
There's millions who've gotten across.
Yeah, that's true.
Ask Chicago and New York.
Yeah. I know.
It's a travesty. It's a travesty, yeah. Randall.
Well, what we need is another COVID. Because it shut down before because of COVID.
Well,
we shut the borders down because of COVID. That's when all the when everything stopped. We stopped letting people over. So what we need is another COVID or a TB or a measles. That'll shut the border down.
I don't know. If we,
I don't know. There's a breakout.
There's a
breakout of measles right now.
Yeah.
And
I wonder where that came from. Oh.
Well, it came to was people who were not vaccinated against measles.
Yes, that's true.
Smallpox.
Millions. Okay. Thanks a lot, Randall,
right,
for clearing up the Medi-Cal. So see.
You bet. Thank you.
And he's an expert on the partnership health plan, and so it's just going to shift over to that.
And I appreciate his answer.
Yeah.
I just would like more information made to the public that we know what's going on.
Yeah, and he said there's going to be a lot more coming out, but the big thing is nobody's going to lose their medical care. That's the huge thing.
And that was our concern with my disabled son.
Of course it is.
I mean, that's the only reason my wife and I have not moved out of California is because my disabled son. He gets to go to the Chascade Center here.
Mm-hmm.
Gives him something to do during the day.
Of course.
And
yeah.
Besides sit around, watch TV, vegetate.
Well, and it's working out. So, but the big thing is Medi-Cal. It's going to just change its name, and I trust Randall. Randall's an expert on this.
He
used to be CEO of Shasta Regional. He does so much in our community and so much for our community, but this is the partnership health plan up here uses some like 4% for overhead. The rest of it goes right back into medical, and we have to run here. When we come back, we're going to have the Reading Police Department, and in fact, the officer that's coming in, if I remember right, is a friend of yours from the from the rodeo.
Yeah.
Is this the one that arrested
you
officer at the rodeo?
Yeah, Officer Renault. That's right.
Yep.
I don't know. My wrists are still burning.
From it.
Thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Jess, for coming in.
You're going fishing with me.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I'll go. I'm going fishing with you.
What
you
kind of fishing?
Trout.
All right.
Trout fishing.
I'm a member of the fly fishing club in town.
Yep.
Okay, great.
So, we're going to go fly fishing.
Okay, that sounds great.
I need to do that. Yes.
You deal with healing waters. That's a good outlet for you.
Yep. So, okay, we're going to take a break for the news, and we'll be back with the Reading Police Department.
Struck me like a cold.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As a record storm slowly exits Southern California, authorities warn of the ongoing threat of landslides.
Days of historic downpours dumped more than a foot of rain on Southern California, leaving soaked hillsides that can't hold any more water. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass.
Our hillsides are already saturated, so even not very heavy rains could still lead to additional mudslides.
Mudslides swallow cars and pressed up against houses in the Hollywood Hills. Evacuation orders have been lifted, but L.A. Fire Chief Kristen Crowley says it's been a busy week.
475 mudslides, 390 fallen trees, multiple successful water rescues.
Audio courtesy ABC 7 Los Angeles. I'm Jennifer King.
Crews in the San Diego area searching for a missing military helicopter, five Marines on board. It was headed from Creech Air Force Base, Nevada, to Air Station Miramar in San Diego. The copter reported overdue early this morning. A baseless stunt is how the White House describes a failed Republican bid to impeach the Homeland Security Secretary.
After a few GOP House lawmakers joined Democrats to block the impeachment of DHS Secretary Mayorkas, the White House hailed it as a bipartisan vote. Spokesman Ian Sams said in a statement that House Republicans ought to realize that extreme political stunts like this are a waste of time. The GOP wanted to punish Mayorkas for his handling of the border crisis. Hours before the House vote, Republicans in the Senate withdrew their support from a bill designed to strengthen border security. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Nikki Haley swamped in Nevada's symbolic Republican presidential primary. GOP voters resoundingly picked the ballots. None of these candidates option. Former President Trump did not participate in the primary, focusing instead on tomorrow's Nevada caucuses. It will actually award delegates. On Wall Street, the Dow up 153. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Life insurance. What's your excuse for putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think your work coverage is enough? There's a lot of excuses for putting off life insurance, but one big reason why you shouldn't. If the unexpected were to happen to you, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' tuition, and all the other bills? In a time of grief, the last thing you would want is for your family to have to sell the house and struggle to survive financially. At Ethos, we could get you covered in just 10 minutes, and boom, family protected. Rates can increase the longer you wait, so no more excuses. Take 10 minutes today and discover the modern way to get the life insurance coverage you need. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com.
Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel. America's top diplomat briefing Israeli leaders on Hamas's response to a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of scores of hostages.
Hamas released a statement which made it pretty clear that it wants this to lead to an end to the war. Now, the Israelis have also made it clear that they do not see a temporary truce becoming a permanent ceasefire. But those who drafted this proposal, the Egyptians, the Qataris, the Americans, they do hope that it leads to a lengthy ceasefire, which will allow for the release of the rest of the Israeli hostages, a dramatic increase in aid to Gaza, and will also lay the groundwork for a post-war arrangement.
The BBC's Barbara Plett-Usher. Swedish officials say they have decided to close their investigation into the September 2022 explosions on the Nord Stream gas pipelines, which were built to carry Russian natural gas to Germany. The Swedes say they don't have jurisdiction. News and analysis, townhall.com. The IRS expects to collect hundreds of billions of dollars more in overdue and unpaid taxes than previously anticipated, using funding provided by the so-called Inflation Reduction Act.
A new analysis by the Treasury Department and the IRS says tax revenues are expected to increase by as much as $561 billion from 2024 to 2034. That is substantially more than previous estimates. The Congressional Budget Office in 2022 estimated that tax revenues would increase by $180.4 billion over the 2022 to 2031 period.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A new Harvard University study finds that half of U.S. renters are paying nearly a third of their income on rent. Monthly rent has outpaced income across the country, forcing many to make tough decisions between everyday necessities and a home. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com and you can reach us at 530-605-4567. Today, the 7th of February, 2024, 8:05 in the morning. News always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Linda's here with the weather.
Currently 43 degrees in the downtown studios today. We're going to have showers mainly before 2 p.m. We're calling for showers and patchy fog today with our highs of 46 and our overnight lows of 33. Now, tomorrow's forecast calls for mostly sunny with a high of 53 and getting around 33 at night. So, you know, we're still cold, almost at the freezing temperature, you know, 32. Friday calls for mostly sunny, 56, and our Super Bowl weekend, 61 and 54, both of those days with sunny skies.
Great.
The weather is brought to you by our friends in Anderson, Shasta Gas Propane, where they give senior and veteran discounts. It's a veteran-owned company, 365-3793.
Okay. Occasionally during the day here, our sister station is on the same tower with us, and we share facilities down there is having some problems, and they're going to have to, literally turn off all the transmitters there to work on it. So 1460 AM may be going off and on through the day, but 96.5 FM is up and strong as ever. Okay, quickly, Mary, we've only got a couple minutes.
Yes. Yes. Trying to analyze the bill that they sent the 5,000.
Mary, you're breaking up.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Can you try? Let's try one more time.
Yes, please.
Sure.
Thank you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah. Get up there.
Okay. Good. I heard yesterday when they were trying to analyze the bill that's coming through. They said the 5,000 that are being counted does not include Mexicans or Canadians. If they have Mexican papers or Canadian papers, they do not get counted as the 5,000.
Oh.
That means they come in. They come through.
Well, let me check on that.
Yeah.
I'll call Randall and see what he says about that one later on. Okay.
Oh, Mary,
thank you. No, that's cool. Oh, that means just from other countries.
Mm.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Well, they had somebody at the border recently that, you know, one of the newscasts or something, and they were interviewing, like, as they were standing there.
People coming across, yeah.
And they're smiling, and they're, where are you from? Where are you coming in from? There was China.
Mostly China.
There was
Russian. Uzbekistan.
Yes.
You had from Central and South America, but a lot of Chinese coming through. Okay. 8:08 in the morning, and we are here with Reading Police Department today. And, oh, my gosh, not only do we have Lieutenant Tim Renault, but also Chief Brian Barnard just walked in.
We've got the two head guys here.
Okay.
The trumpets, good. You hear that?
Here they are.
We're off to the races.
Okay. Make sure we're all on here today.
All right. So, welcome to the show, guys.
Move that up just a little bit, Chief.
Yeah, there we go.
Hey, you know, Chief,
is on the radio, right?
I bid $500 to have to go fishing with you, but I lost.
Oh man,
it just blew by me. So
I like it.
Anyway, and we're talking about the chief offered a day of fishing and lunch
for One Safe Place Craft Feed.
One Safe Place Craft Feed.
That's right. They reached out and they said, "Will you do lunch with the chief?" I said, "Who wants to go to lunch with the chief? Let's go fishing." So
that
we're gonna.
Sounds great.
I mean, he has to order people in that work for him.
And now I can tell my wife that I have to go fishing.
So there you go. That's tough.
The bass boat will go out on either Shasta or Trinity.
You should have offered a horseback trip.
Maybe next year.
Do you know what I think you should offer for one, Officer Renault? I think what you should offer sometime for one of the silent auction items is a surprise visit, not as a stripper.
Oh boy!
But to really have somebody get arrested.
Oh, you want to get arrested again?
No, not me.
Okay.
But I mean, can you imagine, like, as a prank?
You know what? For $1,000, a member of the police department come down and arrest your friend in business.
Oh man!
Like in the grocery store, and they're like, "What?" You know, and people are standing around, and all of a sudden they turn around, like,
And
like in the butt.
And you
in
hook
the
up,
butt.
And you hook up, you know, Mark, and you hook up Mark Mazzano.
Uh-huh.
Hey, thanks very much. Thanks very much for stopping by.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
And Lieutenant Renault, two of our favorite people here.
Thank you.
What's going on now? Besides, I mean, quality of life. You said it when you were appointed, and right here on the show. I'm really going for quality of life, and I mean, it kicked off strong.
Yeah, and I credit my staff. That was the vision. That was the mission that I brought to our briefings, was to really focus for the first 6 months on quality of life. I was just tired of listening to everywhere that I went. Everybody I talked to, they were just tired of coming to work and somebody defecating on the front porch of their business, and you know, camps in there illegally,
having to step over them.
Yeah,
wake them up and have them move.
And the fire dangers from, you know, in the summertime from illegal encampments. And, you know, I do feel for the people that are out on the street, but I will say that our community has so many services that are available. The rescue mission and Jonathan do a really good job. And I hear, you know, that some of the people don't want to go there. They don't like it. But, you know, that's the option. And illegal encampments and, you know, setting up trash and you know, everybody sees it. Our community work program last year picked up 270 tons of trash in our community. And that's from these camps that just get stuff dumped. And I see it often. I see, you know, good people going out and, you know, during rainy weather, giving people tents and sleeping bags and jackets. And as soon as they get wet, some of these people, they just drop them on the side of the road for somebody else to clean up.
Well, there have been other people who have come in here and talked to it when they were cleaning the camps. They found brand new sets of clothing that they had, and they hadn't even been used yet, and they just left it when they left.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know what people are doing. They're trying to help. However, it's not helping. It's like giving money. You're not helping these people.
And we talk about quality of life, and it's not just the camps. It's the retail theft. And, you know, I will go into Lowe's or Home Depot, and I'll see people walk out with stuff. They'll walk out the side door, and the alarm will go off, and the employees, they don't even do anything. They're numb to it because they've seen it so much. So,
or they'll get fired if they try to stop them. That's even the worst part. You read about that all the time.
Yeah, and it's enabling this small percentage of people that are doing that. So, you know, you saw the retail theft operations that we went out and did. Our detective division and our patrol officers were out together doing those. And I think it's helped. And it's good for our staff to see that they're making a difference, that we are putting a dent in it. And we're going to continue to do that.
That's, you know what,
it's better than nothing.
Got to start somewhere.
You got to start, you know, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time.
Don't use the analogy.
Okay, so we've got most of the elephant left, but we got one leg, okay? But we're working on it. And we've got more police than ever, so we should be able to chomp down on that elephant as fast as we can.
Absolutely. So. But I will say that, you know, that's the quality of the staff that we have that have really taken ownership, and they're out there. And they are working. They are out there from the minute they go 10-8 in their car. They're out there working and stopping people. And, you know, I've heard about our increase in traffic enforcement. And did you add more motors to your motor unit? And we haven't added anything. It's just the difference in the philosophy of the department. And we have a young patrol staff that are eager to go work.
Well, the Giuliani, when he took over New York, and it was the broken window. It was the broken window theory. No matter what it was, they were stopped. And guess what? Crime went away from Times Square. It's returned now and all that. But if you pay attention to the small things, then they don't become big things. So I thoroughly applaud what you're doing.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it.
And I think the vast majority of our city thoroughly applauds it. Every time they see that you all done a sweep and arrested people that are stealing things, I mean, large businesses, you know, even large businesses can't take $2 or $3 million worth of theft every year.
Yeah, and like you said, we need to work together with those large box stores.
Yeah,
because some of the people that are making those decisions they don't live in the community, and so that manager of that business is kind of, you know, they have to go with whatever the big boss tells them. But they need to take some ownership. They're part of the community too, and if they allow people just to walk out of their retail store. then they're enabling those people. And so we need to continue to work with their loss prevention and have a good partnership and to try to solve those problems.
Got to take a break. We're here with the Reading Police Department. This portion of the show has been brought to you by, and remember, Valentine's Day is just a little, like a week off. So a lot of times people propose, or they have promise rings, or just thank you. And, you know, Four Winds Jewelry is a place that we recommend, 2225 Hilltop Drive on Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in all of Reading. Give them a call at 530-222-2750. We'll be right back after these messages.
About the soldier that dies, I wonder, will this hatred ever end? I wonder, and worry my friend.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
Hey, listeners, when it comes to romance, what's more romantic than two forks sharing one creamy, delicious piece of cheesecake? Drizzle that cheesecake with Nutella, the irresistible and beloved cocoa hazelnut spread, and you've got a shareable sweetheart of a dessert to finish off your Black Bear Diner meal. So grab your Valentine and make your way to Black Bear Diner for a cozy and shareable celebration. Order online at blackbeardiner.com or stop by daily at our Reading location.
Black Bear Diner.
Laugh until your sides ache as the hilarious comedian Ginger Billy takes the stage at Wind River Resort and Casino on Friday, February 9th. With over 11 million followers on YouTube, Ginger Billy has taken the internet by storm with his side-splitting humor and down-to-earth charm. Don't miss this hysterical night of comedy. His relatable humor will have you rolling in the aisles. Tickets for this night of laughter start at just $35 plus fees. Must be 21 to attend. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin from the Flag Center. Winter rain and wind is hard on flags. So until March 21st, bring us that tattered old glory, and we'll give you 15% off any all-weather Tuftex American flag. Stop in and see us at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. The Flag Center, since 1982. American flags, American made.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
As we all get older, the one constant thing is the aggressive, excessive mail and advertising for Medicare, Medicare supplements, and Medicare Advantage. And almost every one of them is a call center with no idea of what you really need. Siskiyou Insurance has an agent that deals with nothing but Medicare issues and can explain the differences clearly between a Medicare supplement and Medicare Advantage. Call Greg Green at Siskiyou Insurance at 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts. So shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
And good morning and welcome back to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. By the way, if, I don't know, I think they're working in and out of that 1460 AM tower. They've got some, I don't know, they're replacing some things. So thank God for 96.5 FM and also streaming online at KCNR1460.com.
There you go. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy started this company back in 1993, and she's been helping families, seniors, business owners, veterans, our community since then. With the craziness in the insurance industry and inflation and all this, maybe it's time for a second opinion on your insurance or your retirement plans. Give Judy a call at 530-221-0441 for a free review and evaluation. We do business with Maxwell Insurance, and we're real happy. Judy truly treats all of her customers as friends. Located at 1378 Hilltop Drive. And we're here with Radiant Police Department Chief Brian Barner and Administrative Chief or Lieutenant Tim Renault, who I have a soft spot in my heart. I will tell you that for this man. Now, anybody that can put cuffs on Linda and, you know, the thing is that she had him. Is that when he tried it, she got away from him first, but luckily the canines were there. So
it's true. He handcuffed me last year at the rodeo because I was
I had robbed a bank
with what are they called again? I can't
Asphalt
help me.
Cowboys, the Lone Stranger, and the Sidekick.
Right,
you were the Sidekick.
Right, I was the Sidekick, and I slept next to you, which you know, husband and wives have a tendency to do for like say what 4 or 5 nights, and had to hold it secret. And I couldn't tell you, and I could because we talk about everything. So I was like, bleh, and I would have to change the subject.
Okay, you're getting ready to make an announcement.
Yeah.
Chief Barner.
That's why Lieutenant Renault is here today, because he has taken a vision and an idea that us chiefs have, and we throw stuff against the wall, and he makes it happen.
This one's stuck.
So Tim's here to talk about our new Citizen Academy that we're going to start next month, and we're excited to do our first one, and so I'll turn it over to him.
Here at first here. Okay, Tim.
Yeah, so like Chief Barner said, he had a vision of getting the police department and the community together to try to understand what we do and kind of hear from the community even more. And the vision was to start a Citizen Academy. And what that's going to look like, it's going to be a 9-week program. It's going to start on April 4th, which should be a Thursday. And it's going to be a Thursday a week for 9 weeks, so all of April and all of May. And you'll meet from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., and you will be instructed about all different aspects of our police department, anything from the records division to the traffic unit to the canines to force options to the SWAT team, drones, anything you can imagine will be encompassed into this. And our goal is to, like I said, educate the community. And, you know, we go to a lot of different events, and people, you know, wonder, have questions, and you don't really have the police officer in front of you and to be able to ask those questions. So these are going to be have opportunities to kind of pick their brain and like, you know, hey, you guys fly drones all the time. You guys are allowed to do that everywhere. No, not necessarily. Let me tell you the rules and regulations behind it. So you'll have experts in each one of these specialties be able to instruct that and kind of educate people. So we're really excited about it. Like I said, it's our first one. So we're hopeful that it's going to go well. And we
think that's really smart, because what's happening is you're inviting people in to know exactly what goes on within the departments, as well as how the departments are run. And this makes the people feel included rather than the others in the suits or in the uniforms. They can really get an inside view. And so my question is two things here, two prongs. Is that, Chief, you were talking about the fact that many people aren't aware of all that goes on and what can the citizens can volunteer for within the police department. They think it's just cops, but many times people aren't aware of some of the departments that need help and include and invite the public to come in and work alongside you guys.
Yeah, and how this came about was, as a captain, we met with a grand jury, and it was the three division commanders, which are the three captains of the police department. And each division commander just basically went over what our division did and what that encompassed. And the feedback from the grand jury members, they had no clue. They were really surprised on how much work and how many different positions the police department had. And those were grand jury members that are pretty active in the community and kind of have their pulse on what's going on. So, you know, if we can start off and do what the plan is to do one every spring and then one in the fall. So about 20 members. So if we can put through 40 people a year that can then go on and, you know, maybe they come back to volunteer with their free time, or maybe they encourage somebody that they know to put in to be a community service officer or a property evidence technician, you know, the community work program, or a police officer or a cadet. Join the Explorer program if they have a youth that's 15 years old or older, just to get them in the door and to look at law enforcement. A lot of people think of law enforcement as the uniform cop that's out there, and there's just so much more to our agency and our support staff.
You know, one of the big things I think too is during these classes you'll find out how decisions are made by the police, and that's a huge thing. Well, why would they do that? Well, it's going to be explained. This is how these are procedures. This is how we react to things. This is how we make these decisions. And that's huge once you understand that.
Yeah, and Tim has done a great job getting this together and you know, the first 9 weeks. And we will get feedback from this first group, and we will tweak and change it and make it better. And I envision it, you know, over the next session and the sessions forward, continuing to get better and better.
So it begins April 4th, and it's a nine-week course, so you're committed to every Thursday, where you will have a different department head coming in and educating you for that 3 hour, where it's question and answers and in depth. How does someone, first of all, how many people can, you have in attendance in this commitment of the 9 week course, and where does one go to sign up?
So like the chief said, there'll be 20 people in each class. On our website, there's actually, and I just hand you a piece of paper, kind of gives you where it's going to be at. You can turn in your application. There's a application process and a background check. Certain requirements have to be met.
Carl will put that in our chat pack before that we take our break. Before we finish the show today, there'll be a
you just go to the city of Reading .gov/citizenacademy. And it says get involved, and you click on Citizen Academy.
Yeah, and they'll have a description of it. They'll kind of tell you a little bit more about what we're talking about. We have a video that's going up to kind of give a breakdown of what, you know, the chief talks about and what each thing you're going to be trained about. So I think it's going to be really good. And not only are the department heads talking in this, we're going to have, like I said, each specialty. It's like if you do force option, which is like the virtual reality force option trainer, where you put on a headset and an officer will give you scenarios, you know, how to de-escalate people and how we, you know, negotiate them and stuff like that. So you have an opportunity to see some of that. It's one of the kind of realistic as we can make it for what we do out in the streets.
So you're launching this. Your first time going through is April 4th, but you plan on doing one in the fall and then next year as well. That's great because, you know, sometimes people get involved in and they've got things, committees that they're involved in, and so on and so forth. But
if a person signs up for this and say they've already got a pre-existing thing that happens on Thursday, can they miss one or something like that?
Yeah, we have that you can miss up to two. And you're required to go on a ride-along because I think it's very important. When you see what an officer does out there and it answers, I think that answers a lot of questions. Like, man, what takes so long to get to a call? And you go, wow, they have 35 calls pending. Or, you know, well, they went to the hospital after this happens. And just to kind of see that day-to-day, actually having your hands on and actually seeing that and talking with an officer and, you know, asking them questions. Hey, why did you get into this? Where are you from?
I think is there an age limit?
18 years old is what we're shooting for. The chief has some discretion on that. You know,
you might
get some, you know, AOJ student from a high school or something that may be interested. So,
and do people have to fill out like a contract where, you know, like where you don't do a background check? I mean, I'm just kind of curious. Like,
yeah, if you go on that that link I gave Carl, so there's an application process, pretty basic information about you, and like I said, we do a background just to make sure, you know, you have a felony conviction and stuff like that to make sure that we have the right people in there. And it breaks it all down on that website. So I think it's going to be really good, and I think we're going to have a really good response.
Fantastic. And I'm glad that you're going to be doing it again. So now you're going to get your feet wet with everybody's going to kind of know. It's a three-hour class to hold attention for 3 hours on a Thursday night. It's a big deal.
It is, and it's tough. I've talked to a lot of agencies in California about other people that have done these academies, and they run anywhere from 8 to 14 weeks, and I think that's a lot to ask someone for 14 weeks. And, you know, you start getting in the summertime, people have commitments. So we tried nine, and we're jamming a lot in 9 weeks.
Uh-huh.
You'll see there's quite a bit, but, again, we'll, like the chief said, we'll see how it goes, and we may have to you know, modify it a little bit. We don't know until we start doing it.
I just typed it in, cityofreading.gov/government. I said Citizens Academy, and it took me right to the page, and it's got a video, like you said, behind the badge. Academy topics, selection procedure and requirements, and how to apply.
There should be a picture of a good-looking guy on the left side, too.
Let me look.
Yeah, you'll know.
Who does great a handcuff? Can I just say that? Okay, got to take a break on that note.
He gives great handcuffs.
We're going to take a break. Bye.
Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Shasta. Not Shasta. Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. A veteran-owned business, a family-owned business, locally owned, locally operated. I've never had a bad haircut there. I love this place. I make an appointment at 530-244-9478, or you can stop in, and if they got an empty spot there, you're going to get a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the Sheriff, Public Works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
The National Wild Turkey Federation's 25th Annual Reading Chapter Hunting Heritage Banquet is Saturday, March 9th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds. To purchase tickets for the event, or if you would like more information, contact Candy Muse at 530-526-8350. That's 530-526-8350. Or online at nwtf.org/event. Sponsored by Johnny Morris Bass Pro Shops, Cabela's, Benelli, Hoyt Harness Company, La Crosse, Sportsman's Guide, and Tacticam.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark Mazzano is a 29-year veteran of the California Highway Patrol who retired with honors.
Go with Mazzano.
Mark's a proven leader in law enforcement and government. Someone who gets things done.
Go with Mazzano.
A new voice for the North State who will finally represent everyone in District 1.
Go with Mazzano.
My name is Mark Mazzano, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Mazzano for Assembly 2024.
Umpqua Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, featuring live animals showcasing their natural survival techniques used for hunting, foraging, adapting, and surviving in the wild. This educational animal show features mammals, reptiles, and free-flying birds. Saturdays from 2 to 2:30 inside the Mill Building at Turtle Bay. Included with paid admission, free for members. Great for animal enthusiasts of all ages. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Rest in peace, Toby Keith. He is such a patriot and did so many wonderful things to, I'm going to cry, excuse me, to help unite,
yeah,
you know, our country.
Went on USO
veterans.
Tours many, many, many times, along with Kid Rock and others to go out there and entertain the troops who were in combat tours. So.
Makes me sad. He was only 62, and, you know, it just goes to show that sometimes the big C wins.
Yeah, three-year battle. Well, speaking of that, a local man by the name of Pete Peters.
Oh.
I don't know if y'all know Pete, but I did.
Yes, he was very involved in the beginning stages of when we had, what was it, April 14th would be Tea Party.
Yeah, well, that, but he...
when it was civil.
And he's just he was a great guy. He passed this Saturday on the 3rd from cancer. And I heard that he wasn't doing well. And so last night at the Board of Supervisors, they had a moment of silence. He was, I believe he was a supervisor at one point. Anyway, prayers go out to his family. We're here with Reading Police Department and Chief Brian Berner and Lieutenant Tim Renault, and they're talking about this brand new Citizens Academy that's going to start in April that you can sign up for. You just go to the City of Reading.
Only 20 spots available, and they're launching. They're just starting. They're telling us about it first here on air. We're the first.
cityofreading.gov/citizenacademy, and I've done that. It takes you right to the page, and it shows you how to sign up. It talks about the requirements that you have to meet. I mean, they're not extremely hard. Just don't have a felony and or a misdemeanor in the last year. So. I think
some of the classes and the breakout sessions are going to be
incredible.
We've been going over
out to the range.
And you must do a ride along on these. But
everybody,
you don't even think if you're going to get a chance to go out to the range with the SWAT team and special weapons tactics. That's one of the things they're going to be talking with the detectives, property and evidence. So if you're like a crime, like to watch those shows, this is you're going to get right inside of it. They're going to give you an insight about the DUI, driving in under the influence, and what really goes on and how they, what transpires if what that means. They're also going to have they talked about the aerial. Then two important classes that you're going to be giving, and you said you've got to break those out, and that's force, options, defensive tactics, taser, and canine. Just can't do that in 3 hours.
Yeah, I think it's going to be tough. So we decided, since we believe the force options simulator is so important, we're dividing that class up in two. So we'll do, you know, one of the days you'll have 10 participants doing force options. Well, they'll run you through a bunch of different scenarios and kind of explain to you some of the tactics we use and de-escalation. And as you talk to the screen, it feels a little weird, but you're talking to them and you're telling them, hey, drop the knife. If you're doing it right and you have someone that's complying, we can control that through the computers for him to comply, or he won't comply and he'll come at you and you'll have to make a decision whether you engage him with pepper spray or a gun or whatever it may be. And while 10 participants are doing that for that 3 hours, the other group will be doing three other different things, because just so we can split it up and people can get more repetitions.
Yeah, let's take all those options into 3 seconds.
Yeah.
All those options. We used to have options. Our options were a lot more traumatic than your all's options were. Chief, the reason for this is, one is to open up the mechanics and the decision-making processes of the police department, which is just absolutely fabulous for people who don't really understand it. But the other is that you can have volunteers that work at the police department, you know, for, you know, a couple hours a week or something. And what kind of jobs can they get? Say I volunteer. I say I've got 4 or 5 hours this week that I'd love to come down. Would I be moved around? How does that look?
Yeah, we've had volunteers in our property and evidence helping out with that influx of work, records division and doing data entry for citations. Mm-hmm. Our detective division, we've had volunteers up there helping out with putting together case files and binders for major cases, helping out the detectives on some of our big major cases. Yeah, just different things like that. I mean, we have a volunteer that helps out with vehicle transport, so our cars that need to go out for maintenance. That volunteer works with our cadets, and instead of having somebody, you know, that we have to pay to transport our cars back and forth to the city shop for oil changes, new tires, windshield wipers, headlights, different stuff like that, we can have a volunteer come in and do that. So yeah, there's lots of different options out there, and we're always open to different ideas that people might have.
So you drive a police car.
Yeah, I was going to say to take a little joyride to pick up your friend and say, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
Here, hon, let me pick you up. Get in the back seat. Yeah. Oh, by the way, we're cleaning up where that guy vomited.
Oh,
everywhere.
My God. Hey, can we share with our listeners, Chief, just like when somebody comes in and they take an office or a position, you have, what you would like to have be your protocol and how you've moved people around, because I thought that was fascinating when Officer Renault came in first before you arrived, who was talking about how you shuffled some of the officers in the department. I mean, there's probably a term, maneuvered, moved. I don't know. It's like you move people into new positions.
Yeah, you know, we've always said that police officers hate two things. It's change and things to stay the same. So they don't like to be moved around, and but for growth and for preparing for the future, and you know, I will not be the chief forever. I will retire at some point and move on, and so you know, my job as the chief of police is to prepare the department for when I leave. So having three good quality captains that can all do my job when I leave as the chief, that if I'm doing my job right, that's
a good leader makes sure that the people under him can do his job in case he's not there. You should always be able to do the job under you and the job above you.
Yeah, and so you look at like administration, and none of us went to the police academy saying that we wanted to go to administration and work on policies and internal affairs investigations and hiring people. That we all became police officers because we wanted to go serve the community and drive a police car and stop people and take people to jail. And so when you promote up through the ranks and it's your time to go to administration, you know, like Lieutenant Renault, when he came over to administration and now gets to sit right next to me every day, we share the same, well, kind of, we have a wall that separates us, but just that learning process of public records requests and, you know, all the different things that go on in court and lawsuits that we're dealing with and discovery and all the behind the scenes things that happen in a police department or any organization.
Sure.
that really keeps it moving.
Kind of like going back to school. You know, I would detest it, but at the end you would say, "Oh my God, I got through that and now I know how to do that."
Well, you know, today we're doing sergeant testing today, so you know, the promotional panels, community and community and professional panels that need to be put together. So Tim and his captain in that division, it's their first time kind of putting those together. And how does that process work? And all of that stuff that they need to learn to be better leaders of our department.
Well, and then you're starting to learn the advantages and disadvantages of being closest to the flagpole.
Yes.
As we used to say. So,
yes.
And there are advantages, but there's also disadvantages when the chief walks out and looks to the left. There's Tim. There's the lieutenant. Lieutenant, come here and see me.
Yeah, I think there's been one or two times that probably happened.
Yep. I know you're in here.
Yeah.
I know you're in here.
I know you're hiding under your desk. Get over here.
You know, the ideas that you've had, you've obviously they didn't just spring up out of oh, I'm out there fishing, or maybe they did. When you're thinking of ideas like this, like Citizens Academy and the quality of life sweeps and the retail theft sweeps and all that. Things that you've been percolating in your head.
Yeah, you know, it's working for, I've worked for, Bob Blankenship hired me. So, mm-hmm. You know, worked for Leonard Modi and Pete Hansen and Roger Moore, Rob Pelletti, Bill Shuler, all leaders coming up and mentors. And, you know, we all do good things and we do things that we don't like. And so I have taken bits and pieces from each one of those leaders that I've worked for and other mentors as I've come up. And, you know, just like Tim has, and you take those bits and pieces and it makes it who you are. And so, you know, I've grown up in the community and I think that I have a pretty good pulse on what the community wants and what the issues are. But again, I always have an open door. I respond to all the emails that come into the chief and any phone calls that come in. And if I can't answer it, I will give it to the right person to answer those questions. You know, I've been asked about you need a citizen advisory committee. You need six people that advise you as the chief on what you need to do. And I don't believe in that. I believe that the entire community is my advisory committee. And I tell people that I will go to any community meeting and any group that wants to talk to me. But to limit that to six, seven, eight people, you can never make everybody happy. You know, nobody's going to be happy in who you pick for that advisory committee that you have. So I take the stance that this entire community is my advisory committee, and I will listen to everybody, and I will respond to them, and my leadership team will. My lieutenants and captains will go out and talk to anybody that wants to have us come out and what we're doing and talk about the problems and issues that are going on.
Okay. We got to take a break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the top 50 cardiovascular hospitals in the United States. The only one with the Da Vinci Xi surgical robotic system, which means, you know, faster recovery times, less intrusion into your body, the way that the Da Vinci works. And they've become a teaching hospital with 13 new residents, and they're going to pick 10 more out of 1,200 applicants to Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back.
You understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save with the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me over and over and over again.
Hello, I'm Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4. I've lived in Shasta County for over 50 years, and it's been a true honor to serve as chairman of the Shasta County Board of Supervisors this last year. Proven conservative leadership. I'm leading the effort to build a new correctional facility for Shasta County. Working closely with the sheriff, public works, and our CEO, I believe this will help immensely reduce crime in Shasta County. Thank you for your support. Paid for by the committee to elect Patrick Jones, Supervisor, District 4.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
Hi, I'm Matt Plummer, and I'm running for Shasta County District 4 Supervisor because I believe Shasta County could be the best, freest place in California. Instead, crime is increasing while a floor of our jail was closed for over a year, and the sheriff loses deputies. Homeless camps spill onto our streets, our roads are seventh worst in the state, and we lose every battle to Sacramento. The incumbent has had 11 years to fix these issues, but they have only gotten worse. Vote Matt Plummer by March 5th. Paid for by Matt Plummer for Supervisor 2024.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines.
Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m., with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Are you wanting a new look for your kitchen or bathroom? At Design Time and Tile, they have granite slabs on sale for $500. You heard correct. Only $500 on select granite slabs. Look for the orange tags. Design Time and Tile's orange tag sale only lasts while inventory lasts, so shop today. Stop by their showroom at Clear Creek Road and Highway 273 and speak with one of their design consultants. Or visit their website, designtime.store. Design Time and Tile, again voted best in the North State.
Ben, thank you.
Yeah. Toby Keith.
How many times did you hear in your life, because last time they played that, I was thinking about the chopper so close, right over your head. And I was thinking, you know, when you were serving, does that conjure up feelings for you when you hear that chopper sound?
Yeah, sure. Which is why I don't ride helicopters now. no, it's a, no, any of those things, choppers, I don't know, certain things will, and most veterans who have served in combat will tell you there's certain things that bring it back immediately.
A smell, a sound.
Yeah, sound. I still find myself driving down the freeway, and if I see somebody on an overpass, I'll switch lanes. I know. It's weird. You don't have to do that, but it keeps you from having the IED dropped on you as you come through. Anyway, hey, we are here with the – and I imagine that also our guests, of course, are Redding Police Department, Chief Brian Barner and Lieutenant Tim Renault. And we're talking about this wonderful idea, the Redding Police Department Citizen Academy. But it also, I'm sure, those kind of things, you've been a policeman for a long time, you see things. And when you see things, you react, even if it isn't threatening. I mean, the longer you're in combat, the better chance you have to stay alive, I guess is something we used to say.
Right.
Because you do things by almost, by instinct.
And a great segment into what the other topic that Tim wanted to talk about is our new officer wellness program that we're doing for exactly what you said, the things that our officers see on a daily basis and making sure that, you know, that they're being taken care of and make it through their career.
Absolutely. Tim?
You know, that's one of the, I think both the chief and I have been part of peer support nearly our entire careers because, as you know better than us, what you see in for military and combat, we see it differently on the streets, but you are seeing traumatic things over and over and
constantly.
Over. Yeah, and I think... someone that doesn't understand that, you get into this field and you don't realize, man, you're seeing, a dead body over and over and over, or an injured child, and some of the traumatic stuff that you go through. The big thing for us through our peer support team is how to react to that and how to overcome that so you can continue on your 30-plus year career and be able to retire well, physically and mentally. And that's something we were fortunate. Last year we got a wellness grant through the state of California. And our agency, our cut of it was like $72,000, and there's certain parameters and requirements that you have to meet for that grant, which you can use the money for. And so we, as a leadership team and as a peer support team, we talked about to figure out how can we benefit our officers. We lost a few officers with stress-related injuries, ones that had a lot more time to go, and it was unfortunate. Like, how do we help them? So one of the things we're doing is yearly wellness checkups. So each officer will go and talk to a therapist that we chose, and we'll kind of help you know, debrief some of the stuff that happened that year. And this person that we selected has a background in the military and understands, you know, it's similar fields. So understands some of that. And so far we've been through several officers already, and it's been a hugely great response. They really like this therapist.
Do you have like your combat buddy kind of thing?
Well, that's what the peer support thing is. It's funny.
That's what I thought it would
be.
Yeah,
we have probably, what do you think, Chief? Maybe 30 people in the peer support?
Oh, I think we're up over 40 now. Like almost half of our sworn want to be peer support because they've been through traumatic incidents.
Yes.
And they have had the benefit of having peer support involved in that. They immediately become members. And like for me, I was, as a young officer, I was involved in a critical incident. Peer support, as soon as I was able to go through that process and saw the benefit of that, I was a believer and jumped right in and have been involved with peer support ever since. So we have a really good peer support team, really proud of that team and what they do and how they take care of our people. I have agencies reach out pretty often just to talk to us about our peer support program because they've heard about it. And so this is that next step of having our officers required to go and every year and go talk to a therapist. And some need it, some don't. Some might not realize that they need it until they get in there. But if we can prevent one PTSD retirement and help somebody, we're doing the right
thing.
Help
them get through their life.
Yeah.
I mean, it's well known that police have a higher suicide rate.
Yeah.
As do military. But I think this is a wonderful, you know, I know you've had that before, but when you've got over 40 officers, almost, you know, getting near the, you know, that half. So you're at least a third of your officers are helping other officers. And we're not talking about shootouts here. We're talking about maybe a daily grind of seeing.
Right, that's
the worst of humanity at times.
Yeah, that's what we always tell people. It's like you got a backpack, you keep loading one more block, more rock, and then eventually you fall over. And
and
our peer support team, we're lucky that when something's going on in someone's life, whether it's their father is sick, their kid's going to the hospital, whatever it is, we as a leadership team find out about it, and we try to buddy them up like you were talking about and say, hey, reach out to them. What do they need from us? Do they need time off? Do they need resources? What do they need? And it's every time we do something like that, we find that that person goes, hey, and I joined the team, and it was so useful. You guys reached out to my wife when this happened, and so it's been a great program.
Well,
and
I'm glad you mentioned that, Tim, because the family, the book, Stranger in My Bed, mm-hmm. PTSD, just Debbie Sprague, it's not just it's not just the military guy or the officer, it's his family. They now have PTSD too.
And that's what we're reaching out for, the officers, the family, and then really our retirees, because sometimes you get through this career and then you retire and then you're sitting at home and all of a sudden you're like, man, it's been a year or 2 years, and then the stuff start popping up then. So we want to take care of all of our people, and we got a new Cortico app, this app that's going to help our officers too. You can look on there and look for, hey, stress relief, or how do I, you know, ways to sleep better at night, or hey, how, you know, different assessments to figure out what's going on with you and how do you can overcome some of those things. So we're starting that part of that grant too, and I think it's going to be really successful.
And the benefit of the Cortico app is it's also available to the family members. So the officers, their kids, their wife, our retirees, they all are able to utilize this if they need it. So it's definitely a step in the right direction.
Well, this has been a fascinating hour.
Yeah, we appreciate so much that you're doing and your outreach into the community as well. Again, the Citizens Academy.
Yeah, City of
only
Reading.
Only 20 people.
CityofReading.gov/Citizen Academy. They're only taking 20. It's going to start in April. Going to be probably another one in the fall. But all the things that you all do for our community is so much appreciated. And I hope that the police feel that.
Absolutely. And I say often in community groups that I go talk to, we are a full staff police department. One of the few police departments in California that say that we are fully staffed in all of our positions. And it is because of our community. When people come and they want to work for the Reading Police Department and they come to the chief's interview, they say they want to work here because their community supports them. So police officers want to work in a community that they feel appreciated. So continue, if you're out there listening and you see a police officer, we do appreciate it when just a simple thank you for what you do. And we get it every day. Every coffee shop, every time you're out and about, our community really supports us, so we do appreciate that.
They wave with their whole hand. Yeah.
All five fingers.
All yes. five fingers, like unlike other places here. Well, thanks a lot, Chief Barner and Lieutenant Tim Renault for
you.
Joining us today. And, gosh, you know, we want to stay up on this, and we'll be more than happy to talk about this when, you know, your press release comes out, and we'll do something like that.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Super. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Be safe. Tomorrow, Thursday, I've got guests, and I can't remember who they are. You know, it's one of those things. But it's going to be a big day. We're going to have you call in again to get that American flag on Friday. We're going to make that announcement at 8:15 Friday morning. Who gets this great American flag? Have a great day, and God bless America.